Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
For those of you who haven't heard of Copper Daisy Crafts, Samantha, you make lovely items out of copper wire and other materials that may or otherwise go to waste. And what sort of things do you make? Give us an idea.
Right, I make I use copper wire that's stripped out of electrical cable, and I use it to make large animals that you can hang up in windows or put on your tree, like large cats, lots of different dogs, butterflies, and then I do a lot of Christmas decorations, which is parts of the things you can do at my work in my workshops. So you can make holly leaves and little Christmas trees and robins. So just lots of animals. A lady ordered a parakeet and a couple of lovebirds off me, and I'd never done birds before, so I made those. So any animals really out of copper wire.
Wow.
Sorry, go on.
I was going to say this is floating my boat, because we were talking off the air and I was saying, yes, I collect butterflies, so I'm thinking I might be coming to, we'll talk to you about your workshops in a minute, but I'm thinking I might be coming to one of your workshops to make a butterfly. But I've also got a black cat. So,
Oh, you could definitely do both of those.
I could do both of those, couldn't I? I could make a copy of Jack for his birthday in 9 days' time. It might confuse him. He might be thinking, what's this other black cat doing? but anyway, Billy, yeah. Go on.
Well, thanks, Sue. I was just going to ask you, really, about the birds. They sound, I don't know my birds very well, but they sound very exotic from the description you're providing. And the reason why I pointed that out is because I'm just imagining these beautiful glistening colours, like with your Christmas-themed robin, which I don't know why that's possibly my favourite.
Billy's favourite thing.
I don't know why it's my favourite all of a sudden. However, I'm just sort of imagining again that similar contrast of colours, and then just it glistening in a window or something. And do you know, hearing you describe the versatility of all of the different items that you can make, what's so wonderful is it sounds to me like anyone can bring an idea to you and then put that idea literally into creation. And then just hearing your passion as well, talking about how you use all of those repurposed products like we spoke about earlier on. I won't go back over that because we spoke about it, but kind of bringing all those pieces together. And then, as I say, it's something, I suppose the point I'm getting at, you can't get that anywhere else. You can't get that on the high street in some national chain shop. You can only get that from someone like you, doing stuff like this. It's really personable. And I suppose the point I'm getting at is, it's just amazing, going back to that word that I said earlier on, versatility. Basically, if you've got an idea, whether it's a cat or a bird or an exotic parrot, you can do it.
Yeah, I hope I can. Yes, I've not been stumped by anything yet. I mean, there is one thing I can't do, and that is make two things identical, because it's just too difficult for me to make two things identical.
But that's
and
what makes it
a
special.
Star. Yeah. I can't do a star because I can't get the points, the angles right to make a proper star. So that's
Really?
Only thing I can't. Yeah, I'm just, for some reason, I can't do a star that looks proper angled right as a star.
That fascinates me, because obviously looking at the holly, that your beautiful copper holly that you've done, I mean, that's just fabulous, and that's very pointy, so that's really interesting. I suppose it's
getting all the points the same, all in the same distances, and all the it's just not
and that explains, going back to what you're saying about it, not every item can't be reproduced, every single one is original,
completely different, and even if they're the same, they're different.
Yes,
what makes them special, though, isn't it? I imagine. But so
absolutely.
You as well as the ready handmade things that you have, obviously you also make things to order.
Yes, I do. Like I said, this lady ordered these parrots off of me, so I did that. People can come down and say if they want a certain animal, and then if I can make it, which I normally can, I make it. I also have started making glasses chains as well. I recently had to go to Specsavers to get some new glasses, because I was I'm deaf in one ear, and I was born with not much of an ear.
Yes.
And so I had to have my glasses altered specially.
Wow.
And so I actually made myself some glasses chains with the copper wire, which I've treated so that it doesn't make you go green.
Oh.
And they actually now sell these in Specsavers in Newport.
Ooh,
that's
wow.
fantastic.
So I was so excited about that. Yes, they sell my glasses chains in Specsavers.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And you must be very proud of the fact that
yeah.
I mean, you probably have to pinch yourself a little bit when you go in there and you see them on sale with the price tag.
Yeah, I was super excited, to have my stuff in Specsavers.
But as well as making things, you also run workshops as well, don't you, Sammy? So can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yes, I mean, I've only done one so far, and that was on Monday. It went really well because I've recently taken on a unit at Calbourne Water Mill. And it's taken me from the beginning of September to get it up together, a lot of sanding and painting and scrubbing and prettifying it and pom-poms and things all over it to make it look so I did my first workshop on Monday. That was making the copper wire Christmas decorations, and I've got them going on through October and November this year. Lots of different workshops. I've got the wire beaded Christmas decorations. I've also got workshops doing mosaics, where you can make some coasters or a hanging plaque. And also I'm doing a full Christmas day of crafts, where you'll do at least three different Christmas crafts.
Fabulous.
And what sort of prices are these at the workshops?
Right, we've got the wire beaded Christmas decorations. It's £20 per person. And it's supposed to last 2 hours, but on Monday we were still going an hour and a half later because everyone was so absorbed with making their decorations. And everyone took home at least two decorations that they made, and they were all amazing. But that's £20 per person. And there are several dates for those. And the Christmas Day one, which is a 6 hours, that's where you'll do at least three different crafts through the 6 hours. That's £50 per person. And then the mosaics, which should be about 4 hours, where you can make coasters or a plaque, that works out £30 per person.
So when you think about how much you pay for attractions, and given that all materials are included, I think it's good value. You also offer private sessions as well, don't you, for groups of four and above?
Yes, if anyone wants to, if you a birthday or a friend get together or family, let all do a craft together and make each other a present, that sort of thing. You can book, if there's four of you or more, you can book and do a private workshop, so you can pick your time and pick your day, and you can pick what crafts you do as well. So, you know, that's fun if you just want a little get together, or you've got family coming and you think, oh, what can we do? I know, let's all go and do a craft together.
And it's good value for money as well. It's not going to break the bank to do it. And also it's quality time, as you say, with friends or family. It's something different
Copper
to
Daisy
do.
Daisy Crafts. Tell us all about Copper Daisy Crafts. How long when did you set up Copper Daisy Crafts?
I set up with the name a few years back. I'm going to say 6-7 years ago. When I started selling a few of my copper creations online on Etsy, etc. So I think I started it up then, really.
So you make copper creations. So tell us how you first started, or why you first started to make copper creations.
Well, I'm going to say about 13 years ago, my husband came home with a bin bag and dumped it on my lap and said, I bet you can do something crafty with that. And so I opened it and it was full of electric cable. And I was like, okay, what do you expect me to do with that? And so he said, well, if we strip it inside a piece of any electrical cable, you have like six strands of copper wire that are all twisted together. So he stripped some out for me, and I think the first thing I made, because at the time we had a Bernese mountain dog called Matilda, and I made a wire Bernese mountain dog pendant for myself, and it sort of went from then, because then I thought, hang on a minute, I had some beads, so I thought, let's make something with some beads. So I think I made, which were quite popular at the time, people making wire dragonflies. So I made a dragonfly and filled it with beads, and it just went from there, really. And now I make large animals, hanging animals, and then I make small things, and I make pendants, glasses, chains, lots of things.
Can I just ask you, I'm assuming, silly question probably, you made the necklace that you're wearing, I take
oh,
it?
Oh, yes, I did, yes.
Stunning. Because
Thank
purple
you.
Is one of my favourite colours, and what I love is it matches your hairstyle.
Thank you.
Yeah, Samantha's got very colourful hair.
Yes, I do have purple, turquoise and pink hair. And then my necklace, yeah, it's made, there are dragonfly wings made with sculpey clay.
Wow.
And some fake leather strands and some crystals, and then copper wire, which makes up the chain, yes.
Everything's made with purpose, clearly, here, because you've got a fascinating backstory that you just answered Sue's question regarding how it all started. And when you think about copper, I've got to be honest with you, the first thing that comes to mind isn't these beautiful creations that you've quite clearly made using it. And we were saying off air, weren't we, that there is an awareness, a consciousness, isn't there? I was saying to you, Sue, and you, Sammy, a moment ago before we came on, about the fact that we are more aware now of our footprint on the environment and the stamp that we leave behind.
Yes.
There's a real message behind that in a way, isn't there? Is that inadvertent? Is it more by chance? Because I think it's a brilliant... I think it's a brilliant addition to what you do, regardless. But I'm just interested in knowing kind of where that comes into things. Do you kind of get loads of wire? Do people just give it to you? I mean, how does the process start?
Well, it started obviously with my husband bringing back a whole bin bag full. And yeah. Then I think he brought back another couple of bin bags full. So I had quite a lot that lasted me. I think I've still got a couple of bits from then.
Wow.
Because back then, it was 13 odd years ago, copper wire wasn't worth anything. I think now people do take it and scrap and get money for it, but back then people just threw it away, so I ended up with quite a lot. But yeah, sometimes people do give it to me, and a lot of the stuff that I'm using at the moment has come from the fire stations on the island.
Oh,
as
wow.
I've been refurbishing them, and the electrics have come out. My husband's been able to bring back some of the electric cable, and then he sits there with a knife and strips it out. I don't. I just create the things afterwards with it once he's stripped it and straightened it for me.
I just love, though, the clear history and heritage, especially you're mentioning that as well, the fact that, you know, with the island being what the island is, we've got so many buildings that have history and heritage behind them. And I know it might sound silly saying this, but fire stations do go back to a more, shall we say, non-technical age. And actually, rather than all of this equipment being thrown out, the fact that you're using it to make these beautiful items, I mean, I'm so grateful as well for the robin, by the way. It's such a beautiful present, which I'm very grateful for and quite frankly stunned by. Look, I'm going to stop waffling on, because I know that Sue wants to get in and say something else as well, but I just think the fact that you've got that story as well, the fact that you've got that history and heritage on the island, it's not just, you know, on the mainland somewhere.
Oh yeah, I haven't bought it in or anything.
No.
It's all discarded from island,
made
businesses.
On the island by you as well.
Yes,
so
yes.
Just I love that history and story about repurposing, and I just love the fact that you feed that into everything you do.
Yeah, I do.
Copper Daisy Crafts is the name of your business. So where did the daisy come from?
Well, the daisy, obviously the copper, is because I make copper. I don't make copper, but I make things from copper. But the daisy is because as a child, I mean, obviously always lived on the island, and we always used to go for picnics most weekends, and we'd go to places like Putpool Park or Fort Victoria, up on the Downs, Sandown Downs, and we'd just collect daisies and make daisy chains. It was just one of the things you did as a child, and it's just something that I'll always remember, you know, that we would make daisy chains.
One of your earliest bits of crafting, I suppose, then.
Yeah, I suppose it was, making daisies. Although my very first probably bits of crafting was making, in the early 70s, was obviously making a Doctor Who scarf. I think everyone did back then. Making the Tom Baker Doctor Who scarf.
Yeah, the rainbow one.
Yeah, yes.
Iconic.
Yes.
Really fortunate to be joined by Samantha from Copper Daisy Crafts, who's been telling us about the various items that you make, Sammy, from copper wire and other materials, such as decorations and so on, and the workshops that you run so people can learn how to do their own mosaic tiles and also copper wire decorations and jewellery. But we haven't yet talked about how we can find details of all of the items and workshops, so maybe you could tell us all about that.
Okay, well, I'm on Facebook and Instagram. If you look me up on Facebook, it's Sammy Ackland, that's A-C-K-L-A-N-D. So you can friend me on there, and then I post everything, all my workshops on there. Also, if you ever come down to Cowell Water Mill, obviously my unit is there, Copper Daisy Crafts, right at the end. It's the end unit. So you can come in and speak to me there, because there's always a board outside which will say all the workshops that are coming up. But Facebook is the best, or you can email me, and it's copperdaisy@gmail.com.
And can people see some of the items that you have for sale as well?
Yes, if you go, I don't sell so much online now. I've gone away from that and back to in person. So I go to craft markets. I go to the monthly one in Yarmouth. I do Core Abbey, which is coming up. I also have some workshops coming up at Core Abbey as well in December. So if you want to do a workshop with me in Core Abbey, if you go on their site, you'll see that in the first 2 weeks in December, I'm also doing my copper wire workshops there as well. As well as at Cowbourne Watermill.
Both really nice locations.
Yes. Well, they are, aren't they? I was thinking that. It's not just... And, I mean, look, I'm looking for an excuse, really, definitely not to have some coffee and cake somewhere other than in Shanklin or Ventnor. So the fact that you're getting yourself around a little bit, that's great, because I'm particularly thinking as well, bus users, Core Abbey's really easy to get to from Newport, for example, and from Ryde, and it's very accessible. So I like that. That's great. And obviously just for business, really, getting yourself to all these different locations.
Yeah, Cowbourne Watermill has a bus stop right outside as well. So it is on a... If you're on the bus, you can get there as well.
Brilliant. Yeah, no, that's fantastic, because getting there by bus is always good to do, particularly if, I don't know, you fancy, particularly at Core Abbey, having maybe a glass of vino or two. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That always goes well with the old arts and crafts, doesn't it?
One of their local beers.
Yes.
One of their Core Abbey beers.
I didn't want to sound like I knew too much about their alcoholic range, Sue, but I was going to say, yes, they do
a
nice
stout.
You know about their cakes. So what's the best cake for crafting then, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I think any cake is good for crafting, isn't it? I think that's...
It's probably better, really, for your crafting than a glass of wine or beer.
I think the glasses of wine might make you crafting a little bit wonky.
Crafting. Yes. Yeah. Slightly strange-looking butterfly.
Yes.
Do you know, that could be a new thing, isn't it? Do you know, on the mainland a few years ago, they used to open up these play centres. They used to have an adults-only evening where you could go and have a couple of pints of beer and then giggle around in the play pit for adults only. You know, you could have a similar thing going on with your crafts. You could call it Wibbly Wobbly Crafts or something, couldn't you?
You could do,
I'm giving you a new business model here,
you are,
aren't I? You could call it Mistletoe and Wine.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm getting a bit too far ahead of myself now. I mean, I think the point is bringing it back on a serious note, is that the versatility, I'm going to use that word again, of what you're offering and what you can actually sign up to, I just think it's absolutely fabulous. And of course, can we just stress here, all ages?
All ages. And I started my workshops really because I love doing crafting, and I think a lot of people who would love to do it, who never have, who've never thought about it, or who is scared to do it, or don't know where to start. And all my workshops are for people who don't craft, don't know what they're doing, haven't tried it before. They're fun, they're friendly, they're non-scary. So, you know, don't sit there thinking, oh, I'd love to have a go, but I just don't want to. Just do it. Just come along to one of my craft classes. You'll really enjoy it, because everyone's lovely. They're small groups of people, and it's not scary, and I'll talk through everything, and you'll go home with something that you've actually made, and hopefully it'll start you on a crafting pathway.
So they're quite inclusive then, aren't they? Yeah, brilliant. And you were saying also just briefly that crafting has been, you know, very useful for you and your mental health, and you were keen to offer that to other people as well.
Yes, I mean, I have illnesses. Some days I'm not well and I'm in a lot of pain, and so on those days I can sit in my chair and I can craft, and it just takes my mind off it, and it helps. And I just feel like everybody who, whether you've got physical illnesses or mental illnesses, or just, you know, just need some time for yourself,
indeed,
should be able to craft.
Everyone needs that time to do something they love, don't they? Well, Sammy, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you in this afternoon. Thank you so much for your time. And I think what a brilliant way to end on, actually, a very important note. So at 15 minutes to 3, Sammy, over to you for your request.
Okay, it's 15 minutes to three, and now is Fleetwood Mac with Everywhere, which, of course, I want to dedicate to my husband, Rob.